Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours with Chuck and I, AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Carverly. I am the outside guy.
Good morning, Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy. Happy to be with you. This show's going to be all about our listeners today, right? We've been everywhere, it seems like, in the last 6 months, and not enough time for people just to call and say, hey, I got an issue. But that's good, right?
And you're right. I mean, we are going to sit back and take your phone calls. This next 2 hours is going to be all about you, the listener. And we're going to be here for you. Give us a call, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Let me ask you, do you ever get done running a load of dishes through the dishwasher and then have an issue with water, with the dishes not getting dry even after a few hours?
You know what, Chuck? I'll tell you. Today's dishwashers, I'm not a big fan. I wound up, my wife and I both wind up washing so many of our dishes by hand nowadays because we eat and we wash the dishes and set it to the side. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons, I'm going to be honest with you. We bought a very good brand name dishwasher. We bought many dishwashers in the past, and we're not happy with it. We haven't been happy with it since day one. You know, then trying to recycle the water and use less and less water and be more efficient is not getting our dishes cleaner. So the answer is, yeah.
Well, I have to say, and I've told you this already, you know, we bought all new appliances last fall, and I didn't go and shop for the best. I just shop for features that I thought, you know, would work. And ours does a good job cleaning, but it doesn't get things dry. And I read about a hack I thought I would invite people to try. I'm going to try it next week.
We love hacks.
Hey, God bless people for trying stuff, right?
Sure, sure.
I think this is really interesting. I'm actually kind of skeptical about it because it doesn't seem like it would work at all. But what the hack? The cycle is done, complete. Dishes are clean. Open the door, put a dry terry cloth towel inside the door, and close the door. Supposedly, the terry cloth towel will soak up all the steam that's in there instead of it condensing and resting on top of your upside-down coffee cups or every other place water gets. And it only takes, supposedly, 5 to 10 minutes. So I invite people to try that. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. The terry cloth, I know me. I'll just grab a couple of paper towels and throw them in there and see how soaked they get. But that sounds like a good hack. That makes perfect sense, something dry like that.
It'll be interesting to see, won't it?
Yeah, any kind of dryer is going to soak that up. If you could put kitty litter in a cup and put it in there, I bet that would work to dry it up, you know? Clean kitty litter, of course.
Oh,
but I bet that would, I bet that would work to take the moisture out of that. That is
an excellent idea. Or you can save up all those little desiccant packs from the snotty watches and jewelry you buy. Put those in there.
Yeah, all of them. Hey, want to remind people, we do have a third hour today between noon and one featuring Clarkston Window and Door. Jeff Weaver, great friend of ours. You hear us all the time. And it's a lot of fun whenever we sit down with Jeff. So he's got a great company. Encourage people to stick around between noon and one to listen to us talk to Jeff Weaver from Clarkston Window and Door. Had a great day yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, man. I'll tell you. I was trying to tell my wife about it. You know, this guy gives away a roof, and then he gives away an air conditioner because he thinks it's too hot inside the house of this woman. I mean, what a cool thing.
That was a Paul W. exclusive. He waited till he left to give away that air conditioner.
Yeah, well, let's yell at him.
Yeah, right. I want to make something clear. Victor's doesn't do air conditioners. This is something Victor's going to pay for out of his pocket to make this woman comfortable in her home. And you know, no matter what people say, I mean, like every 100 roofs, he gives one away. He doesn't have to do that.
No, and he's paying for that out of his pocket, too, you know, he and his wife.
And you know what, though, Chuck? I believe that he does it because he feels it's his responsibility because he's been blessed so much, and he's made that clear. And
yeah,
great company. Great company. It is. And really enjoy ourselves. Thank you. Thanks again for inviting to, if you're listening, Victor, thank you again for inviting us to these. We really enjoyed just being a small part of that giveaway.
You know what's really cool? Every time we do that, you are reminded what a great staff he's got. Have we ever encountered a single person, I don't care if it's a guy carrying shingles up the ladder or Amy setting up all the tables and the food, that isn't polite and smiling and greets you? What a great team.
I know back in management classes, Chuck, remember the management pyramid? I mean, if anyone's ever taking any, sat down in front of a class and talked business, something called a management pyramid. And at the top of that pyramid is Victor. And he makes sure every other stone to that pyramid underneath him is as strong as he. He equips them to be as strong as he is. And it really does show. And we have so many team partners like that, Chuck. We only have the best housing professionals and service professionals on the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And we really recommend if you need anything for your home, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com for anything you need.
Good call. It's funny you say that. We got an email from a condo association. And they're tired of all the maintenance on the wood siding. And we said to them, gosh, you know, we've got some great choices. If you want it, you've got to look at costs. They're always going, we need an economical choice here, you know, and go, well, part of your cost is your long-term maintenance replacement. That's why you're emailing us in the first place. So we literally gave them Rhino Shield, which is a one-time solution.
Yep.
We gave them a quality vinyl product in performance remodeling or pro home remodeling. And we gave them a diamond coat product in Gary Moore's number. You know, you got three wonderful choices there that are all zero maintenance down the road, except maybe an occasional light washing.
That's a great point. And that's what we want. I mean, the WJR listeners are a mature audience, and we've had our day of going out there and doing a lot of this kind of stuff ourselves. So when we do it now, you know what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing at home. I'm replacing my wood deck with a Trex deck.
I respect that. You are busting home, man. I'll tell you, you must feel really guilty about something to be doing that much work at home on your own.
I feel really good about it. Every day I get done with something, I stand back and I look at it. Because I've built many decks, but it's been a long time since I've got out and done it myself. And usually I had help back then. I haven't had any help with this. And I took a load to the dump the other day. Oh, yeah. I got actually, today I'm going to set up some scaffolding. So I'll stand from underneath and stand up on the scaffolding.
Good man. I don't have any desire to do this show alone and visit you in some hospital that takes an hour to get to in heavy traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that, my friend. I appreciate that. You know, Chuck, most people like to keep the house clean. But most people need to take some time to really deep clean their house. You know, when we were a kid, twice a year we had one day a year that we'd clean the house, which we'd break out the washcloths, do the baseboards, do the walls and everything. When you get older, it's not as easy, is it?
It's not as easy. And to be honest with you, we probably didn't get it clean back then. We've got a company that has redefined clean, and we've told you about it, and we hope you're listening. It's Chet's Cleaning. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 888-654-GUYS-4897. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, you and I mentioned that little hack there for the dishwashers, but we've talked about developing a home maintenance calendar, and I think it's timely, especially in light of the weather we've had recently, for people to kind of do the easy stuff, dethatch, aerate, mow, frequently, sure, but not too short. Sure. Just the little stuff. And one of the things people run into this time of year is they've mowed probably 8-10 times and their blades were not sharp to begin with. If you look at your grass and the top of it is brown and not even, then you're probably using a dull blade, which makes your mower work a lot harder, and it's not healthy for the lawn either.
It means you're ripping those blades, not cutting those blades.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Or those blades are pretty grass. Cheap.
I mean, really, they're not hard to change on most mowers. If you're a Pat Kelly, you take a week and you powder coat them too. But I mean, I can go up. I've got two blades on my mower, and I can buy a brand new set of blades for that mower for $23. It's like
really not even worth sharpening them, is it?
It's No, it's not. And if you don't know what you're doing, sharpening them, you can throw them out of balance, which a lot of people do.
Right.
Then you mess up, the armature and in the mower and all kinds of stuff.
And this goes for riding and push mowers alike. Either one,
Yes.
you can have this issue. And another thing I want to make sure we tell people, when you're done with your riding lawnmower, when you're done cutting it, take your leaf blower and blow it off. Then pull that deck all the way up. Don't let it sit down. If you cut it at something really low, I mean, let's say you're crazy and you cut it at a two. When you park that, pull it all the way up to a four and make sure that grass underneath there dries quicker and you get air moving around it.
You are so right. Good tip. It's funny.
When's the
Try
last
it.
time you when's the last time you changed your blades?
Actually, I need to do it. I got a brand new mower here a year ago, and I'm
Okay.
going to change them. I'm going to do it. That's funny. I was just thinking about that this week. I mowed, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, and I said to myself, go buy new blades, put new ones on it. So it'll be a year and a half that they.
I changed mine start of 2022 is when I
Okay.
changed my
So about a
blades. So
year
they'll be
ago,
a
a little
after
over.
this year, they'll be ready for a new set. But you know
You
what?
notice it
Now
with the mower. When the grass gets thick and high, you can hear the engine, just a little bit lower RPM because it's working harder.
One other thing I want to mention to people, if you use a riding lawnmower and it looks like you're cutting uneven, in other words, one side may be going down deeper than the other side, you'll know it. You'll know it. And the reason I notice this is because most of my yard is a hill. It's on a grade. You're not going to notice it as much if you go on flat surface. There are two bolts on both sides of that mower that adjust the height on either side. Yeah,
Of
you
the
have the
deck.
lever you use on the right-hand side, but on both sides you have a threaded half-inch rod. And basically, it's going to make sure both of those bolts are in the exact same location, usually about an inch up. So now, you know how a lot of people like to put a pattern in their grass when they cut it? If you actually strategically, only if you have flat grass, if you strategically lower one end just a little bit more than the other, you can put a pattern in your
Yeah,
lawn.
that and
Looks kind
having
of cool.
rollers on the back of the deck, cutting deck, if the higher end mowers all do that, of course. I was thinking of you on your porch with your binoculars scrutinizing what your wife does when she mows the lawn and
From my second of my bark lounger, yeah.
seeing if she cuts it even or not.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Phone lines are going to be open all morning. You have a question, give us a call. We are here for you. 888-654 guys, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to Ed in Linden. Good morning, Ed. You're on with the guys.
Yes, I have a question about roofing.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you want me to bring up prices.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I had gutters put on my house, and I just asked him in general for a 1,365 square foot house with three level roofs. It's higher in the bedrooms, lower in the living rooms, and then lower in the garage with it. And he said that's cost no more than 20,000. But then I had Victor's come out because you guys recommended them, and they said 35,000. I was just wondering if the
Well,
gutter guy doesn't need prices.
you know what? My whole career, I've been asked for pricing that way. People want me to ballpark it before I get there. I always refuse to ballpark it, especially if it's another trade. The gutter guy, if I was the gutter guy, I would not even come close to commenting on what that would cost. And that being said, Chuck, you and I get questions on a regular basis on costs. And our answer is always the same. We can't comment on costs because, Chuck, a square on a roof from 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago, is now probably 40% higher than it was. Fair? With
Oh yeah.
material and labor costs. And so it's so hard for you and
Yeah.
I to keep up with this.
Well, slope, there's so many variables, but like yesterday they're doing a very low slope roof,
Right.
and a year ago we were at a roof that was all very high slope. So the square footage that the roof sits over is almost irrelevant.
Good point.
Because the amount of work is based on, and materials is based on a lot of things, one of which is that slope. That would have been, I mean, you and I could have done that roof yesterday. I mean, it would have taken us 2 weeks, but we could have, it was very low slope, very walkable.
That's a great point. More risk, more reward.
Yeah. Ed, do you know how many square of shingles or product the roofer's putting on your roof?
No, I didn't have Victor give me that. He did say because I have a chimney in the middle of my roof, that ups the price.
Well, there's more flashing involved, obviously. You know what? All we know is that Victor's. We have never got a negative word with Victor's, and for us, that's worth something. So our suggestion would be get a couple more prices and see how they compare.
I mean, if you talk to companies like Victor's, they've got a 55-year leak-free guarantee.
Right.
So one thing I would look at Ed, is how long are you going to be in that house? Do you expect to survive, a warranty like that? Or if the roof fails in 12 years, are you prepared to put another one on? And I like Ken's advice. I would talk to 3 or 4 really reputable people like Victor's or Kearns or Pro or Performance. I mean, there's so many Kanga, there's so many good ones we have that I trust that have great warranty.
And the gutter guy could know a couple small roofers that may be able to do it for that price, but good companies, the size of Victor's with the manpower that Victor's has is not going to be able to compete price-wise with those smaller companies, but boy, they can more than compete quality-wise.
And warranty. I mean, the warranty is so huge. Right. You and I have seen so many roofs fail early.
That's our response to everybody when they ask us about a certain product. The most important thing to you and I is the installing contractor and the warranty.
Yep.
So, hopefully that helps you, Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ed. Stay in touch with us.
Have a great day. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, every house has electrical needs, and older homes have huge electrical needs that people don't even know about. They might need a service upgrade. They might need a generator. They might just need receptacles added in the kitchen. But one call, one company can get you all that, right?
And you're right. So whether it's what you just mentioned, it's a new ceiling fan, it's a new standby generator, if you need it done right, you call our good friends at Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, good everybody. Morning. Appreciate you being with us. Sorry about that, partner. Didn't mean to step on your lips.
No problem. Ed mentioned gutters earlier, and I wanted to make sure people know, because we're going to be getting some rain the next few days. And it's a good opportunity when we get this rain, especially you get a downpour. If it's a downpour and not thunderstorming, I love walking out in the rain. I did it last year with my granddaughter. We just had so much fun.
So what's the difference between a downpour and a deluge?
I don't think there is one. Or gully washer, as I like to call them. Walk out and take a look at your gutters.
Yeah.
Stand back, take a look at your gutters, see if they're moving properly. I mean, to be honest, Chuck, a lot of houses during a deluge, and I'm going to say probably most houses, can't handle that water coming down. That's just so much water coming down at one time. But if they're properly done, properly sized, properly moved away from the house, you can majorly avoid any damage to your foundation in the future by making sure your gutters are done right.
It's funny. I always have looked at the old barns, the 100-year-old barns.
Yeah.
And those roofs dump the water right down to the foundation, and the foundation starts to fail and the barn starts to crumble. It's such a classic example of what you and I were talking about. Hey, Christian's gutters, you and I were talking earlier, they will actually install new overhangs on a house and rewrap existing overhangs. And I got to tell you, it is hard to find a professional company that can do that well.
You're right. We also had a listener this week send us an email from Southfield, and she wanted a company that would take down her existing gutters, then fix the fascia, and then put back up her existing gutters. And, the answer was, on a perfect day, yes. And it depends how your gutters are fastened now. It very well. My advice to her is, get Christian's gutters out there, get Atlas Home Improvement out there, get estimates on new gutters, because by the time they take those down, it's so hard to take long stretches down and not bend the heck out of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And put it back up.
Exactly. Yeah, and if they're old ones, then it's probably a far better value to have new ones put up anyway. I was thinking about Ed, like you said, our previous caller. He's got two different prices, but does he have two different sets of specifications? We tell people over and over and over again that literally you need to be comparing apples to apples all the time. Is the same shingle, is the same underlayment, is the same amount of plywood or roof decking that's included in the bid or not included, same warranty, like you and I talk about. It's so critical when you're comparing price to make sure your specification is exactly the same.
Perfect. I often use an example of many years ago. I got an estimate from a friend of mine who at the time worked for a major shingle manufacturer. So he sent me a contractor that uses their product specifically.
Right.
And this guy gave me a bid of using different products. In other words, using a CertainTeed shingle and a GAF ice and water shield.
Gotcha.
And I remember as soon as he said that to me, the second he said that to me, he was out of the running. One, because you should never do that for the proper warranty. Two, because he was sent to me by a friend from CertainTeed that worked for CertainTeed.
I know.
And he's trying to sell me other products, which is, you just don't do something like that. And this wasn't just a guy who referred me. This was a good friend of mine. And I went back and I told him, like I should. His reaction was, I'm never going to refer that gentleman again.
Exactly.
Because of that reason. And he shouldn't.
Yeah, it's critical to have a system. And I guess, once again, I would refer Ed and anyone considering a new roof to our article from a week ago Friday.
Yeah,
in the home style section of the Detroit News, because it basically tells you how to shop for a really good roofer.
Yeah, yeah. And tell you what, people can find that at DetroitNews.com. They can find it at the app. They can find it at TheInsideOutsideGuys.com. They can find it at The Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, our FM stations, WJR. So a lot of places to find that article.
We were talking about mowing the lawn earlier, and of course, properly maintaining your lawn is one of those weekly chores that you talk about all the time that people, should do well and properly. You can avoid a lot of chemicals if you do the things you and I talk about. A question always comes up, what time of day do I mow? I think of the golf courses, they wait till the dew is gone, and then they mow morning. They've watered prior to that. The dew is dried up, and then they cut. They don't mow in the heat of the day. So our suggestion is to either wait until just before sunset or do it after the dew has left the grass in the morning.
That's the best time for the lawn is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And probably the best time for guys like you and I, not to be out there between 1 and 4 or noon and 4 in that blistering heat,
I agree. But they're telling a landscape crews they can't work between noon and 4. They're out there. They're going to have an issue with that. 888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. And you can also text or call us on the WGR line. If you want to send a text, 800-859-0957.
It's funny because everybody's got an opinion, right? And when I was researching this, I found out that Scotts has a different opinion than Troy Bilt, and both of them are huge names in lawn care, right?
Right.
But Troy Bilt says mid-morning. Scott says early evening if you're going to cut the grass. So, again, you can find the giants of the industry with different opinions.
That's a good point.
But nobody says do it in the heat of the day.
You're right. Question for you, partner. We get a lot of emails about HOAs, and people, more than anything else, complaining about their HOA or asking us questions about the HOA. And then we had someone mentioned condominium complexes earlier. And if you want an HOA on steroids, move to a condominium complex because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And What do you think about it? What do you think about kind of, I used to do a lot of work at condominiums, a lot of work at condominiums. And one of the reasons I actually stopped is because I would go to a condominium complex and I'd work on a specific address or unit. And I would have neighbors come out getting upset with me because I wasn't working on their unit. And when are you going to do mine? Ma'am, you're not on the list. Or they'd come in, they'd want to check us on stuff they weren't even paying for. And it got very taxing. So we were working for the condo association, we were working for the management company, and we were working for the individual homeowners in the condo complex. And my advice to people, if they think they're going to move into a condo complex, because there definitely are benefits, especially as you age, to move into these kind of places, try to find a newer one. You know, dues are what really hurts after a while in condo places, but try to find a newer one that you know when you get in there, you're not going to have a lot of maintenance over the next 20 or 30 years while you're in there. That would be my advice if you're going to get into a condominium complex. And there are some great condos out there.
Oh, there really are. And you'll find that condominium bylaws read differently depending on how they were originally structured. So in some cases, people own the dirt around their unit. In some places, they don't own anything on the outside, including the shingles, the siding, and the bushes or the grass. So you really should have a full understanding of what it is, what are the limits of your ownership before you engage in that. And if you don't want to touch the outside, then be in a complex where the HOA takes care of the entire exterior for you,
And do that on the front side. Don't get emotionally involved. Don't go look at a place and say, I want this. Don't invest a bunch of time into it until you look at those bylaws. Because I got to tell you, there's some of those bylaws I look at and go, oh no, I can't. You know, this is my house. I want to do what I want to with my house. But maintenance is a huge thing. So I want to make sure maintenance stays caught up. My daughter and my son-in-law and my grandchild live in a condominium complex and they're looking to get out. Because I do believe in a lot of instances, if you have a very busy lifestyle, that's a good place to be. And usually for the older people, it seems easier.
I agree with you 100%. Let me ask you something. You and I drove through a subdivision of modular homes, and you made the comment about an HOA that you were aware of in the past that was analogous to Nazis, maintenance Nazis.
Me.
So when you drive through a condominium complex, no matter how it's structured, does it look like it's well kept up every unit to every unit? Or is every third unit full of trash and garbage and, a car up on blocks in the front yard? Or, and ask yourself, where do I want to live? Do I want to live in a stricter, well-governed unit where everybody, is a little bit vanilla cream, but it looks good and it maintains my property value? Or do I want to be in a place where I have all these liberties and freedoms, but my neighbor might be inviting rats over her with the way he or she maintains their property?
You know what? That's a great point. And you can go to a, yeah, I can think of a lot of communities where you could find both of those. And even though HOAs, where I live at now, we do not have an HOA. You don't have an HOA. But I guarantee you there are people in the subdivision that would love to put an HOA together. I don't want an HOA because I know I maintain my property. No one can tell me to maintain my property better. Well, but that's a good point.
Yeah, it is one of those things that people really need to look hard at it, and it can be a big issue governance-wise. Well, we should talk more about that, but we'll also take your calls at 888-654-GUYS. When's the rain coming, you said? This week?
Well, we talked about how important maintaining gutters are to your foundation. So important, a company like Foundation Systems of Michigan, who can take care of any foundation, any basement, anywhere in the state of Michigan. They started a gutter division because if they went to your house and said, hey, look, your foundation isn't that bad, but it's going to be if you don't get some good gutters, right? So they started the
That
gutter
doesn't
division.
tell you all you need to know about gutters in Foundation Systems of Michigan. I don't know what does.
Amen. If you need help with your gutters or your foundation, call Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I got to compliment Brian. He does such a great job with those riffs. That reminded me of the group America. That little acoustical.
Yeah, you're right. He's definitely grew up the same time we did. Likes the same kind of music we do.
God bless you,
Eight
Brian.
eight eight 654 guys equals 888-654-4897. We get so many emails during the week, everybody. Don't be shy. Give us a call. We're here for a little more than a little more than 2 hours, because coming up between noon and one, we're going to be talking to Clarkson Window and Door, a great local contractor that has been in business for many, many, many years and has made many of our listeners happy over the years.
They really, Jeff Weaver really gets it on the install side. So we encourage you to listen 12 to 1. It's going to be a lot of fun. I also wanted to pick up on that discussion before break on homeowners associations. I'm a big believer for most people, if you're paying what you have to pay to get into a house today, you want to make sure that your neighbors are maintaining their houses well to preserve your property value. I mean, that's huge today.
You know, unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of HOAs. I think a lot of people aren't.
Yeah.
But they're a necessary evil for that reason. Chuck, so you and me, if I knew you were my neighbor, I wouldn't think twice about it. I'd be fine. I know you're going to take care of your value. Where it comes into a problem is where maybe somebody may not be able to afford to maintain their place, or they don't have anyone to help them maintain their place. And the HOA is getting on them saying they need a new roof. I mean, because they can do that. If your roof is falling apart, they can say you need to put one on and you may not be able to afford it or have the means. And, you know, in that situation, I guess you got to look at, should you bought the house in the first place? You can't afford, you know.
Yeah, it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't thing. You really do need, and gosh, I mean, you use a roof. I mean, if you can't put a roof on the house, you shouldn't have that house. Let's be honest. I mean, somehow, some way, you need to get the roof on it.
Right.
And in some cases, HOAs can file liens against individual property owners, where literally the HOA is your legal opponent. All of your neighbors become your legal opponent in a lawsuit, and that can get real sticky and ugly, and there's a lot of historical, you know, evidence on that.
And here's what you'll hear. Heck with that. This is my property. I'm doing what I want to do. Listen, exactly. If the HOA was properly formed and they did everything right legally when it was formed, individual homeowners, if they are breaking a rule, if they are breaking one of the rules of the HOA, you're going to lose. In most cases, you're really going to lose. You know, garbage cans is a great example. You know, some people leave their garbage cans just right in front of their garage. They leave the garage open during the day, even though it's a mess. I understand that. You know, I want people when they go through my subdivision to go, wow, this is a nice sub. It's well maintained. So, but that being said, if they tried to put a HOA in my sub, I would be against it, just because we have a great sub. We have very prideful homeowners in my sub.
Yeah, it can be difficult. HOAs have had difficulty getting insured in the last few decades because of liability issues with common areas. You guys don't have a lot of common areas. Cul-de-sacs have little islands or something, right?
Yes.
Are those commonly owned?
Yeah, but one or two, I think there's three. We have individual homeowners that have volunteered to take care of those. And then we actually have a entranceway with a couple of nice brick signs, and a homeowner down there takes care of it. And when someone did try to get an HOA in, that homeowner went, why? We got this. We'll take care of it.
Sure.
And what I've done in the past, it's actually his son that does it. I go by, I saw him last year, and I gave him a little cash. Thank you for doing this for us. Here you go. And I wish the rest of our people in the sub would do the same thing.
The thing that I was going to was liability issues. So those common areas are jointly owned by every property owner. And if two kids are playing baseball on one of those islands and one of them gets hit in the eye and loses their eyesight with a baseball, they might have a justifiable lawsuit against the group of homeowners that own that common piece of property, you know. So it can be tough. And there, of course, subdivisions where they had to have a park and they have to have swings and they have to have walking trails, and it's scary.
There is a meme that has been floating around on the internet for a long time of a homeowner that was forced to put a fence up next to his house to hide the trash can. So he put a 5-picket fence, and he cut 4 of the pickets down and left the middle one straight up. Tall. And it looks just like he's giving everyone the middle finger. However, he did obey the rules and did what they wanted him to do. Now, there's an example of, I believe it was out east, of a homeowner that bought a house, and the house had a doggy door in its on its garage. And he was there for years, and the homeowners decided to make that an issue, that doggy door that he wasn't supposed to have in his house. And that homeowner wound up fighting it and losing tens of thousands of dollars because of that, which has been there for years. That's the kind of stuff that would drive me crazy as a homeowner. So, Chuck, we had a caller that called, didn't have time to wait, but she wanted our opinion on home lifts or residential elevators. And I can say you and I, by going to the International Builder Show and even the local Novi Home Shows, where they have examples of these elevators, they're actually amazing what they can do today and where they can fit these things in today. And if somebody needs it, it's a good option. You agree?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it used to be a $150,000 option in a house, right, not very long ago, 15, 20 years ago. And now they can put a single person electric lift. They were all hydraulic before. You know, you had to have a basement chase underneath it. It was expensive, but I agree with you. I think it's a great option. Barrier-Free Plus could certainly install one.
Yeah, Barrier-Free Plus on our website could do that. Also a chairlift to get you up the stairs if that's something that's a better option. But, yeah, they're not as expensive, and they're I don't want to say easily, but they're not a hard retrofit for houses nowadays.
Exactly.
Speaking of, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you get to the point where people are constantly going, I need a plumber, I need a plumber, I need a plumber. Hey, we've got plumbers. InsideOutsideGuys.com has a great one for anybody near Shelby Township, and it's, of course, Shelby Mechanical.
Good afternoon and welcome to the, good morning and welcome to the second of 3 hours of the Inside Outside Guys. We just completed our first hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls for the next hour at 888-654-4897. And then we're going to sprint over through the magic of radio and speak to Jeff Weaver from Clarkston Window and Door. A lot of people don't know that Clarkston Window and Door also installs garage doors. So if you're thinking of that, make sure you consider Clarkston Window and Door for a new garage door as well.
They really are. You know, if you can't afford a full house facelift, it's been proven time and again that installing new doors and new windows in the front, so a new front door, new garage door, maybe just new front windows, people will think you have a brand new house if it's properly and professionally done and if the units are coordinated. I mean, that's two big ifs, but if you go to Clarkston Window and Door, it's a no-brainer.
Well, that's if for just about anything out there, and not only will your house look better, but it'll be more efficient as well with new windows. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Paul from Commerce. Good morning, Paul. You're on with the guys.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I have a cement block basement, and the exterior of it's been painted. But now there's places where the paint is gone. And I'm wondering what kind of paint to use on there, water-based, oil-based. How to apply it, roll it on, or brush it on.
Paul, you're talking about the outside of the house, the couple bricks that are exposed in the basement on the outside, or are you talking about painting the inside of the house, inside of the basement?
No, the inside is coated too, but no, the inside's fine. It's
okay.
The outside, and it's cement block.
Okay. Is it something you want to do yourself, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, shouldn't be that much of a problem, Paul. Of course, first you got to power wash. You got to get everything that's loose on there. Prep is everything, and if you power wash it, you'll clean it very well. And then we'd head over to a big box store and buy a Behr premium masonry and stucco paint. It's an elastomeric paint for the exterior. It's especially made for masonry units. And everything we've seen about it, it's a very good product. As long as it's an elastomeric masonry paint, which I know Ace Hardware also has that product, that's what we recommend.
Elastomeric paint.
Masonry paint.
Oh, masonry paint. I can't write as fast as you can talk.
That's okay, Paul.
Is that water-based or oil-based?
They make them in both anymore.
Yeah.
Really? What would you recommend?
You know, for masonry, I wouldn't have a problem using either one. Would you, Ken?
You know, I of course, we always talk about the VOCs, but I like an oil-based paint. To me, it's just stronger.
I know. I'm an old guy, and I always want to say oil-based.
Right. Well, I'm a younger guy, and I do, too.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not all completely gone, but just spots on there that are...
You know, in a masonry or brick paint or concrete paint, that oil is likely to be a linseed oil, and it's still a vehicle to carry the pigment. In wood, I like oils because the oils will soak into the wood and help preserve and protect the wood. You don't get that same effect, you know, if you're using it on a cement product like masonry or concrete. So it's not quite as important today as buying, like Ken suggested, premium good product.
And also,
I don't trust the people in the big box stores, you know, to know what kind of paint to use for anything.
Well, Chuck and I always recommend people go to a local paint store. They have great references, you know. They have a lot of people that buy from them that know these things that they can refer you to the homeowner. So that's what we would suggest, buddy.
A second question, if you got time.
Sure.
I'm getting two places in my basement floor. I have cracks in it. And I know if I'm thinking back, I don't think basement floors are very thick.
I don't think it'd be very rare to have a basement floor that didn't have a crack in it. Wouldn't you agree, Chuck?
I agree 100%.
I've been here over 34 years, and they've just recently showed up, and now they're in two places.
Have they displaced at all? Is one side of the crack higher than the other or lower?
No, I don't think so. One, not for sure. The latest one looks very narrow, and the other one's wider, but I'll just...
I'll look for a polyurethane. Look for a polyurethane caulk. They sell one at Home Depot under the name Sika Flex, S-I-K-I Flex. And just cut a really small hole in the tip of that caulk tube. And it's great stuff. Make sure you get a trowelable product, not a self-leveling, which is very important. And I mean, the only reason to seal that crack would be maybe... radon, you know, stopping the bad air from coming up.
Or moisture. Yeah. I might, leave it alone if nothing's coming up through it.
True.
Or, like you said, if you use a trowelable product, push it in the crack as you apply it.
With a putty knife, even. Yeah.
Yeah. Push it right down in.
Paul, you're a very valued listener. We appreciate it every time you call. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Bill from Royal Oak and Victor from Dearborn, along with taking your calls at 888-654-4897.
You know, we were talking about gutters earlier and gutter protection. If you want a classy product that is really well installed and maintained and warrantied, Atlas Home Improvement is your answer. That music sounded a little bit 007-ish, didn't
it? Exactly. Yep. Or Austin Powers.
888-654-4897.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill from Royal Oak. Good morning, Bill. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. I want to see if you could help me with a window issue. I've got about 30-year-old Pella wood windows, and I'm painting the inside frames. And as you may be familiar with, when you you have to remove the inside pane, you know, to get to paint in between there. And when you replace these, no matter how long you let these dry, some of these seals on the back of these front panes want to stick to the frame, and it makes it a nightmare removing. And I'm trying to find something that will prevent that, lube it, something like that. I've got some WD-40 dry lube and some silicone, and I don't know what your thoughts are. I don't want to ruin the paint under it either. So do you have any thoughts about that?
I use silicone, pure silicone, a lot. Now, you're not going to soak it on there, but if you take it, put it on a good microfiber cloth and, you know, apply a sheen of it to either side of the sash frame, you should find that they operate well. And again, making sure the paint is really cured well before you reinstall those sashes is critical too.
Yeah, I know you need to let those dry well. So, but when you're talking about silicone, are you talking about like a liquid silicone and just put it on a cloth and just rub it on, whether it be the seal or the frame? Then,
yeah, I use it on, I sort of got everything. I keep multiple cans of that, but buy a good quality pure silicone product and use a good clean microfiber cloth. That tends to work really well.
And it doesn't leave any residue behind on the paint or anything?
No, I've never had any issues with it. Again, using it in well-cured paint.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a that confirms what one of my thoughts was here. So
try it and see how it works for you. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate your advice.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day. So we're going to stick to the phones, and Chuck, you and I are always asking people to follow up with us, whether they take our advice or they use one of our team partners. And Victor's on the line with us right now to let us know how things went with a recent project he had. Good morning, Victor. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
Yes, I called you guys about 6 weeks ago, and you gave me some advice and asked me to get back with you and let you know how the project turned out. It couldn't have turned out any better. What happened was I had a water leak coming in through the roof, and in the attic, it's just too close where you can't crawl up underneath there because it's on the back wall. You can't get up in the attic and find the problem. So you guys referred to me to Advance Infrared. And Lori came out with a two, and they just did a marvelous job. I believe she mentioned she knows Ken. And it was just really great. And then they referred to me to a guy called Pilgrim's Roof Repair, which they do roof repair, but they don't necessarily, you know, if you need repair, they won't do the whole roof. And these guys were just fantastic. I mean, you can't even tell where they went up into the roof and took out shingles and repaired the wood. I mean, they did a great job. And all the rain we had in my area in the past 48 hours, there's no water on that back wall. I mean, everything just really turned out well. And I'm just calling back to thank you guys again for the advice and to let you know that the people you referred, the infrared imaging, just fantastic. And I thank you guys again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is exactly one of the reasons, I guess, why we started the show many years ago. You know, companies like Lori, they don't give the homeowners anything. When they leave, there's no new front porch. There's no new roof. They come and they identify an issue. And not always does it wind up as great as your story is, Victor, because sometimes some of those leaks are almost impossible to get to, and sometimes there's a big cost involved in repairing those leaks. And really appreciate you calling us, letting us know. But Lori, she's a rock star.
Who was the company that she recommended to you?
Yes, it's called Pilgrims, and the owner's name is Butch. And I'll tell you, he is fantastic. He's not no nonsense. They came out. They did it. And I'm telling you, I wish I'd taken a picture before and after. You cannot tell where they went into the roof. There was some rotted wood underneath the shingles. They replaced everything. They did in a timely fashion. They were here when they said they would be. Just fantastic, really. I couldn't have been more happy. I asked them if I would, they didn't mind. I mentioned it on the radio, and they said, no, not at all. But it's called Pilgrim's Roof Repair Service. And so like one of you guys were mentioned earlier, you know, somebody comes out, some contractor, oh, you need a whole new roof. No. They do roof repair. And, wow, I just can't believe it's so great that, and I went back to, well, it's been raining and there's no, like I said, no water back there. And, again, I don't mean to be redundant, but thank you guys as well. You put me on the path to getting this all straightened out, and I appreciate that.
We appreciate so, Bill, you. From now on, you need anything done for your house, where are you going to go?
That's a silly question.
I know it is, Bill, but listen, there are still people out there that we talk about that will go online, and they'll look up roof repair. And they'll get a national company who's never met these companies, who knows nothing about these companies, responding with multiple bids. I want to make it clear that I've known Lori from Advanced Infrared for probably 20 years. Her and I used to refer work back and forth to each other for years. And once we started the InsideOutsideGuys.com, I knew how honest, I knew how ethical they were. I knew they did great work, and they had to be a part of the show. And they've made many of our listeners happy in the past. We really appreciate you calling us, Victor, and letting us know this.
You're welcome, and you guys have a great day.
God bless you. You too.
Thank you, Victor. We appreciate your call. 888-654 guys. We have time for Dale. Let's start Dale. If we don't, we'll finish him up in the next segment. Good morning, Dale. You're on with the guys.
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys have Fantastic. A great show, and I really enjoy it. And thanks. I respect your guys' referrals and expertise.
Thank you,
Thank you. We're looking to get our whole house painted, upper and lower, every room. And I've gotten several quotes, and I went on your website and got Certapro painters.
Yep.
And what I'm really, they came out, they did a thorough estimate. Jason Rowe really took a lot of time with us in our area here. And did a very thorough job with the estimate. And I guess what I'm looking for are referrals. I'm having a hard, you guys don't list referrals on your websites. And I'm trying to find referrals for that company.
Oh, for
sure. Any recommendations? Yes.
I mean, the best thing to do is go to their website. And see what they've got on their website. Have you talked to the folks from McFarland as well?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, yeah, I would go to Certapro's website because they have referrals all over the country. They're a national company.
Exactly.
And the franchises here in Southeast Michigan are backed up by that national company. So we trust them. I don't know how much more of a referral you need from that, my friend.
You think that they're the company then?
Well, they've been a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys for, I think, around the last 4 years. Right, Chuck?
Yeah. And we have not had our whole thing is do you get negative reports from people? A lot of times people have a great experience and they don't let us know that, but they sure as heck let us know when there's a negative experience. And we haven't had them with McFarland's or Certapro. We just, it's one of those things that when they hire those companies, they get what they expected.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate your information.
God bless you. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I want to remind people, stick around for the show between noon and 1. The Inside Outside Guys are going to be with Clark's Window and Door. When we get back and break, the phone lines are wide open. You got a question, give us a call, 888-654-4897.
And who better to take care of a leaky crawl space or a leaky basement than the authority, foundation authority. Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, for the last two segments of this hour, the phone lines will be open, 888-654-GUYS. Then you and I are going to sprint over to Clarkson Window and Door and spend the hour between noon and one with Jeff Weaver.
I'll sprint. You'll do a brisk walk. I don't
have to pick you up anymore. No, I'll get in the truck and drive.
Hey, I want to circle back for a second on Victor as he was talking about Lori from Advanced Infrared. And I also want to mention them. If you go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and you look under home inspections, you will see Advanced Infrared and you will see Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. And Chuck, tell me if you think this is a correct statement. Home inspectors are not only for real estate deals or real estate inspections. Fair?
Not only for real estate inspection?
Yeah, everyone just thinks the only time you ever need a home inspector is when you're doing a real estate deal or a real estate inspection. And the reason I say
a real estate inspection would be an inspection on a piece of real estate. So I would say that that's what they're for.
But not only what they're for. Where I'm going with
this. You mean not only for when you're selling or buying.
Exactly. Did I not say that right? Or a real estate deal? Either way, we have a lot of people emailing us, asking us about smells, things they can't figure out, cracks, and they don't want us to send them a team partner that performs that product. They want to try to figure out what's going on, or we want to try to steer them in the direction of what's going on. And a lot of time we'll refer, of course, Lori from Advanced Infrared, or we'll refer Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections. And our advice at that point, if Terry's coming out to look at a couple of windows, or you know, your chimney is not drafting properly, like anyone else, these home inspection companies have a minimum price. So while he's there, have him do an entire inspection on your house, especially if you've been in that house for 10 to 20 plus years. Because I know people are scared to list down their bills because they don't want to look what the final number is. I think that's a lot of way people are afraid to list down all the problems are with their house because they don't want to pay attention to it. But Terry can do that to you. He can send you pictures of everything that's wrong with your house. And then you can start a plan on fixing all the little things that you might not even know is an issue. That's why we refer quite a bit Terry Russell for those kind of things to our listeners.
Yeah, Terry and Lori both are diagnosticians. Their job is to find out why something is happening. And we get people fighting us sometimes. They'll say, I've got water, you know, showing up on the ceiling. And we send them to Lori at Advanced Infrared, and they fight us. I want somebody to fix it and cure it. And we go, well, you probably ought to find the leak first and then decide who best to fix it. And, right. Man, how many times have we gotten emails where we go back and forth with an email with a listener who just wants a contractor? So, no, you don't. You want to find out where the water's coming from.
Yeah, if nothing else, Chuck, you and I want to make sure we teach people how to properly go about these things, because too many people just throw a dart at the wall and hope that it sticks, or throw, you know, whatever it may be, and hope that it sticks. And when we get these emails, which we're probably averaging 20 a day, and we love it, people keep sending us the emails, we're going to send you what we believe is the right path for you to take.
Exactly. And it parallels what we would do if we were in the same situation. So, you know, advice doesn't get any stronger than that. I'm not saying there aren't smarter people that might give you better advice, but we are giving you our best advice. You know, you were talking about homeowner associations, and you and I had a good conversation earlier. And one of the things you mentioned, the lawsuit, there is historical data too. If HOAs acquiesce on issues and guidelines, in other words, they don't enforce them over 10-20 years, oftentimes they can give up their right to enforcement. And one classic example, I remember this was a big lawsuit in real estate, was a gentleman putting a shed up, a storage shed in his backyard, and they were prohibited under HOA guidelines, but the HOA had allowed them to be built on three or four other properties over the years and had never taken enforcement issues. So the court said, well, if you didn't enforce over here, what makes you think you can enforce with this guy's new shed? Right. And basically said, too bad, you know, you've given up that right.
Right. You know, you had mentioned you and I were in a manufactured community yesterday, and that was a pretty well taken care of. We did not see any cars and driveways up on blocks. We didn't, you know, that's part of it. I guarantee a lot of people in that community don't like that HOA, but boy, if he's not tough in a situation like that and says too bad, you're right. People are going to take advantage of it. And the next thing you know, you said a little while ago, it's going to get disgusting. You're going to have critters. You're going to have rodents. You're going to have all that kind of stuff coming at you.
So. And it brings down values.
Right. Right.
Yep. You know, that's huge. If you invest $100,000 in a home, then hopefully it's important to you that that always be worth at least $100,000 and hopefully more over time.
Right. That's a good
idea. It's crazy how that works.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Again, the phone lines are open for any and all of your questions.
You know, we were talking about lawns, and we're going to make this part of our Maintaining Your Lawn Properly article this week. But watering, most people overwater their grass. And it's amazing if you let good grass go and just water maybe once a week, about an inch at a time, and leave it alone then. And don't water it during the heat of the day. You know, water it maybe just before the sun comes up, or to me, that's the best time. Some people say just after the sun goes down, but then you have all night for maybe funguses and other detrimental things to set in if that grass is wet all night. Anyway, if you do that, you do it once a week, it'll flourish.
You're right. And the key to that, too, and you mentioned earlier in the show, is to dethatch it. And if you can thatch that lawn, because if you don't do that and then you run the sprinklers at night, that water sits in that dead grass, you're going to get mold. And when you get mold, you're not going to have a healthy lawn anywhere.
Period. I agree. It's funny, loosening up the soil and pulling out the thatch on occasion. And some thatch is really good. It'll hold moisture in, you know, in the right. Sunny days. It'll disintegrate into food. It'll enrich in the soil. But if you get, they say if you take a cross section of your sod and your thatch, which is cut grass, previously cut grass, is 3/4 of an inch thick, you have way too much thatch and you need to then de-thatch. But a little bit of it's good.
Yep. During the week, if anyone needs anything, one thing people do not take as much advantage of as they need to, and we know this because on our website, we're able to take a look at the clicks. And one thing people do not do is go to our special offers page enough. And you know, the InsideOutsideGuys.com, we started this 15 years ago. We never had a special offers page, but when we come to WJR, we started to get the cream of the crop, the best of the best contractors in Southeast Michigan. And heck, why not? You know, if you call someone like Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning in or Bratcher Electric, once you make that deal, go to our page, look at what they have as far as the coupon is and say, look, I have this coupon here. Our team partners are going to honor that coupon. And like we always say, better in your pocket than someone else's, right?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, every time I go there, it's a pleasant surprise. Like, wow. You'll see companies that are professional roofing companies like Victor's or Kearns or Kanga. It's like they'll have 10% off. I mean, a roof today is $20,000 to $40,000. 10% is a big chunk of money.
Absolutely.
And they're valid. Those are valid offers. They're not tell us the coupon, we're going to raise the price, then lower it again. These companies don't do that. I
always recommend it. I said a little while ago, you go and you get the price, then you present a coupon. That's the way to do it. That's where our team partners want you to do it. And another issue that we have, and I'm not even going to say it's an issue, is we get a lot of emails from out of state. We get a lot of emails here in Michigan, whether that be Grand Rapids, Lansing, everywhere up north, you name it. And we have a lot of team partners in the state of Michigan that you and I know of. Yeah. But when we don't have, if it's, let's say it's a email from, Kentucky, We always defer because we don't have relationships with people down in Kentucky in the housing industry, but we will always defer. We want people to hear this.
We could lie to people.
I'm sorry?
We could lie to people.
Well, if they're not going to use, we're big on local referrals. You and I have always been really big on local referrals. We don't want people to get referrals from a national website. I'm sorry. There's reasons for that, and we could talk about that. But the home builders associations, you know, if you're in Western Kentucky, there's got to be a Western Kentucky Home Builder Association, and those associations vet their people. They are good contractors. I'm just putting that out there for people who are listening to other areas that may not have access to our team partners.
I don't disagree. Hey, we mentioned them earlier. We mentioned them several times. It's because we love them and they've been with us forever. People at Kearns Brothers Roofing. I want to thank Brian back at the world headquarters for doing such a great job for us and you, the listener. We really appreciate you. I want to remind you to pour another coffee because from 12 to 1, you and I get to spend an hour with Jeff Weaver from Clarkston Window and Door.
Great guy. Great guy.
I know it. He really is, and a great company.
Solid guy, yeah. You know, earlier we mentioned Kearns Brothers. And I got a call earlier this week from Mark Kramer. Chuck, and you and I...
Who the heck is Mark Kramer?
Mark Kramer is the rock star over at Kearns Brothers.
He is. We love Mark.
We do. And we've talked in the past about what's called in the industry canvassers. And a lot of times you'll hear about canvassers going through certain neighborhoods after they've had a bad storm, say a hailstorm. And I think people kind of take a bad eye to some of the canvassers. They wonder how legitimate it is when they come to your house and say, hey, you may have hail damage. And I honestly, myself, even was a little bit skeptical of that kind of stuff until I was educated this week by Mark Kramer at Kearns Brothers. Mark asked me to come out to a house over in Pinckney, Michigan. And that night we actually had an email from a listener in Pinckney, Michigan about the subject. And there was a hailstorm. Last week, Kearns Brothers posted a picture of a golf ball with a piece of hail right next to it. And they're both the exact same size. The hail may have been a little bit larger.
Yeah.
And this community had that hailstorm hit their community. And not only... I don't want to say destroy, because if you look at it from the street, you can't say that destroyed that roof. But when you get up on it, it might as well have been steel ball bearings falling on that roof. When you looked at the lawn, the lawn was full of marks where these
pockets hit it. Yeah.
If anyone knows what pine trees are, this house was full of pine trees. And every year this year, you get the new growth on the pine trees, which starts, you know, 2, 3, 6 inches of greener new growth. All of that in the 50 pine trees that were there was knocked off and laying at the bottom of these pine trees. There were hundreds of dents in their garage doors. Their light fixtures were dented. I mean, this devastated this house, and I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen that kind of damage done by hail before. And listen, if you're a homeowner and you live in that Pinckney area, you want to get a hold of Kearns Brothers because you have no idea what your roof is like, especially if it's new. He pointed a couple neighbors that had new roofs in the last 3 or 4 years. I guarantee those neighbors are going to need new roofs if they look anything like this one did.
Yeah, and the older the shingle, the more brittle the shingle, the more damage that hail will do to it. And it's funny, Mark came to us from Ohio.
Don't you hold that against him.
No, obviously he's in a far better place now than he used to be. We hoot at him all the time about that. But he was kind of an innovator in the industry in that he tracked storms.
Yes, yes.
And he knew the damage they could do to roofs. And if you potentially have an insurance claim because of hail damage on your roof, you want a specialty company that understands this to help you through that process, like Kearns Brothers.
And good for him, good for them going out and hustling, trying to find legitimate new business, because that's what this is. I mean, I was amazed. Being in the industry, Chuck, I was amazed on how much damage that storm did to these people's property. They had a walkway that was covered like most walkways are in algae. And it looked like it was pop marked. And everywhere that ice hit, there was a mark. I'd never seen anything like it. So if you live in those areas, if you get hailstorm, large hailstorm, it's worth having someone like Kearns Brothers out. And remember, you get to choose your contractor, not the insurance company. You get to choose your contractor. So I wanted to make sure we put that out there.
Oh, I agree with you 1,000%. And in some cases, an insurer, depending on the specification that's on there and how much damage is done, is going to replace the entire roof or the vast majority of it. So, but if you wait too long, you could actually bypass, you know, the opportunity to take advantage of an insurance claim based on how your policy reads. So great advice. I'm glad you brought it up.
That's a great point. I just never see anything like that. It's something that our listeners definitely needed to know about. If you get hail, if you get bad hail in your area, have your roof inspected.
You know, it's funny you mentioned, you know, the damage. We've seen siding jobs, vinyl siding jobs, where it looked like someone sprayed the side of the building with a gun. I mean, where it literally penetrates and put holes and cracks the siding. And that's the same type of claim, you know, yeah. Where we've got people like Performance Remodeling, we've got people like Pro Home Improvement that can come out and take a look at that and prescribe a solution for you.
You know, you think about where all of our team partners are. We do a good job of separating. We have them all over Southeast Michigan, especially our roofing companies. They're in all different areas of Southeast Michigan.
Exactly.
So if you email us from St. Clair, Michigan, we're probably going to, for a new roof, we're going to refer Performance and Kanga. If you email us from Royal Oak, Michigan, Pro Home and Kearns Brothers, Canton, Michigan, of course, we're going to talk Victor's and Kearns. So we strategically, you know, we say no to some people if they're really close to another team partner in the same industry, because we're loyal to our team partners as they are loyal to us. And we want to make sure we don't confuse the homeowner as well.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, and I was thinking of roofing repair, Kanga, very good at that, and a lot of these companies are, they'll come out and do a repair instead of a replacement if that works for you, and flat roofs, Kanga does just about any type of commercial, what we call a flat roof. They're not truly flat, but they are really good at that, and they stock a lot of the materials that, you know, commercial building owners need for roofs.
We had an email about them just recently from someone in their side of town asking us about them. They didn't know. Yes. Because a lot of times people will ask us, and they don't scroll down look at who our team partners is. They would have seen it. And one of the reasons we like Kanga is when the pandemic hit, they were there for people. They offered to come out and repair people's roofs that were having trouble where no one else would, for either a discounted price or some cases for free, just to help the people. When companies like that, you know, Kearns Brothers, Victor's, they all, Pro Performance, they all do stuff like that. So,
well, they all do. All of our team partners do, including Tanya and the group from Sparkle Blinds.
Yeah, you know, Sparkle Blinds is a great family-owned company. If you need new blinds, you want to make sure you check out Sparkle Blinds.